This didn't seem like much of a search as searches go. It seemed like Gary was your guy right from the start. Is that pretty much right?
Well, I mean, he was at the top of the list. There's no question. I think that, you know, with the relationship that we've talked about, that everybody knew that I had with Gary, that he was definitely the top of the list. And, you know, we did talk to Adam. We did have a couple that backed out or wanted to see where the search was going, because they knew that, you know, Gary was the leader in the clubhouse. So therefore, by the time we got to talk to Gary, and he confirmed and even was much better than I even expected. And, you know, because the bottom line is, our concern was did Gary want to coach again? Did Gary want to be that guy? And I think that, you know, once we got a chance to sit down and talk to him, there was no question in my mind that, you know, he wanted to be the head coach of the Denver Broncos.
Hey, John, you talked about here recently that you and Coach Fox didn't quite see eye to eye on how to get to the next level. Gary had some good teams in Houston that couldn't quite get to that next level. What makes you, as a head coach, convinced that Gary's the guy to take it
to
the next level?
Well, you know, I think we talk about getting to the next level, and I think, as Gary said, we got to get through the first business and get ourselves in position to have that chance. Now, is it going to work out every time? No, it's not going to work out every time. You know, we'd like to say it is, but there's a lot of things that have to happen for you once you get into January to be able to win a world championship. Things got to fall for you right, too. You got to be playing your best football. But also, there is a piece of that puzzle that is part of it. You got to get a little bit lucky. The ball's got to bounce your way to be world champion. So, sure, I know that's part of what it is. But, you know, the reason I know is Gary's been there. Gary's done it. He's seen it. He understands. He's been there. He's won a world championship with Mike. And so he's seen that. He's been with the Baltimore Ravens, who have won several world championships. He's seen how they do it. Now, that's not the guarantee we're going to get it done. We're going to do everything we can to get it done, and that is our goal, to get it done. And it's kind of funny, we talk about, you know, comments that, you know, this is a place that's, you know, it's win a championship or nothing. But that's how it's always been. Nothing's changing there. Pat Bowlen, that's what Pat Bowlen wants. And that's why it's great that Gary's experience here being a Denver Bronco understands that. So my job is to give Gary as much support as we can. Joe and Pat, I mean, they do a tremendous job with the resources that they give us, at least to be able to do the best we can to be successful. And that's what we're going to do. And I know Gary's got the ability to do that. If you know, we want it to happen, sure. Are we going to guarantee it's going to happen? No. But the one thing we can guarantee is that we're going to work our tail off to try to get it done. And as I said, my job is to give Gary as much support as I can and give these players the support that we can. That's my job. And I'm going to do everything I can to be able to get ourselves in that position. And it's up to players to play and coaches to coach.
John, if Peyton Manning does not come back, in your opinion, is Brock Osweiler ready to take you guys to the next level?
You know, we're excited about Brock's progress. I mean, he's been here for 3 years, and you know, he's done everything that has been asked of him. He's been a tremendous student. He's worked his tail off. He's worked his tail off over in the weight room. So, you know, if that were be the case, you know, I do have confidence that Brock can step in. You know, you never know. I mean, this is it's a big game. It's a tough game. And, you know, the one thing that Brock has been lacking the last 3 years is the fact that he hasn't got a lot of playing time. So I'm confident he can do it. But you know what? The bottom line is, he's going to answer those questions when the lights come on.
You mentioned that it's important to you that Gary's a Bronco. You mentioned the championship or bust culture that's always been here.
Did you say bust?
Championship
or not bust? I mean, I don't think it's bust. I think it's, our goal is to win a championship. Our standards are to win a championship.
Okay. If you don't win a championship, you could get fired as a coach. I get that.
Or you mutually part ways.
Okay. it's always a tricky thing. This is the question. What Gary mentioned is that the NFL is different than when you and he were teammates. And how do you establish that culture and cultivate that, what you want as a Broncos organization? How much more difficult is it because of turnover in the locker room is much greater than it was 15, 20 years ago?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, it is more difficult because of the movement, and I think it, you know, that's, you know, but that's a great thing for the players also, and the fact that they're able to maximize their value while they have the chance to play. So I think it's a positive for the players. I think, you know, how do you create that culture? I think a lot of players want to win world championships. I believe that. I was as a player. I wanted to win a world championship. So therefore, when we talk about the culture being the Denver Broncos, what is our goal? I think we sell ourselves short as an organization. I know our owner would think the same thing, that if we didn't sell ourselves as wanting to win a world championship, that's the culture here. We're going to do everything we can to provide that because that's what great players, to me, players want to win world championships. Obviously, they're going to make a lot of money, you know, and that's a good thing. But the things that stick with them, and I've talked to the team about this before, the thing that sticks with them is the memory of going through and winning a world championship with your teammates. Those things last a lifetime. The money's the money. The things that last a lifetime are being able to compete for world championships. Not to say guarantee you're going to win one, but to compete for them.
John, I'm curious, before you called Gary the first time in this process, did you think you would coach again? Or coach this year, I guess?
Be dead honest with you, yes, I did. I know Gary well enough. You know the experience that he had and the experience that he's had and what he went through in Houston and really thought that, you know, if there's one place that he might. I always figured he'd be a head coach again. But I thought we really had a good chance. If we showed him what the Denver Broncos were about, he knows that, but show him the team we have and to find out where he was, I was expecting him to be able to want to be the coach here.
John, as part of that, when you talked to Gary, were you comfortable with where he was health-wise, the commitment? He's a workaholic, that he had this run left, this kind of second stage left in his career as a head coach in terms of his health. And when you, what impressed you more about Gary? Was it as a teammate or as your coordinator that makes you think that he's the right fit now?
First of all, going through the health side of it, I think, as we talked about it, and he said it was a good lesson for him. I think a lot of times, obviously, my dad was a coach, and he didn't take great care of himself, so we've talked about that before. And I think, as Gary said, it was a good thing for him because now he had to be, you know, more conscious of his health and how he was treating his body and the things that he's working, because he is a guy that – you know, you have to pull the reins back on him because that's kind of what a workaholic he is. And so I think that was, you know, as Gary told me, a great lesson for him. So, and then what was the next part? I had to see him as a player, and, you know, we were, you know, in the same meetings and for 9 years that Gary was here, then see him come back. And I knew when I played with Gary, the way he went about meetings is he wanted to be a coach. He was, you know, in meetings, now he handled meetings. The notes he took in meetings, you know, showed me that he, when he was done playing, wanted to be a coach. And then when he became a coach, I think the training under Mike, but also the, you know, the experience that he took from him playing, he's a tremendous offensive mind and a tremendous leader. He's become a tremendous leader. And I think that is, you know, to me, you saw what he did with the Ravens, as Joe mentioned, and what he did in 1 year with that offense, that I think that, to me, the intelligent side that he has, really football knowledge-wise, gives us a big advantage.
John, you didn't hesitate in the last year to address the team when you felt they needed a little fire, a little spunk. Will you do the same thing with Coops, and do you think that undermines the head coach a little bit?
Well, I mean, that's up to the head coach. I mean, I think if I was in that situation, I think sometimes it's always good to have a different voice. But, I mean, that would be up to Gary. I mean, I asked John, and John said, yeah, and he would love for me to do that. I mean, we bring in guest speakers all the time. So I always like talking about the experience that I've had and the worth, you know, and I understand having sat in those chairs out there being a player, how hard it is and how much work it does take. And a lot of times you get into week 9, week 10, week 11, you're sitting there going, this season's never going to get over, even if you're doing well. And I think that sometimes it's nice to be able to remind them that, hey, all the work you're going through is going to be all worth it. It's all worth the work that you're going through because you're getting yourself in a position to compete for a world championship. And so, you know, that's up to Gary. And so if he thought I could be helpful in that area, I'd be more than happy to do that.
John, last week you said Peyton was going to be involved and you talked to him as you went through the process of finding a new coach. How much of that actually was the case? And now this, 10 days later or 8 days later, do you feel better about knowing where Peyton's at and if he's going to come back?
You know, again, I'm not. I told you a week ago, I'm not talking to Peyton about what his plans are because I don't think he's ready to talk about it. He may think he isn't. You know, I just think that the more time he can get away, he'll be able to come away from a decision with the best decision. I will say this: I talked to Peyton Saturday and kind of gave him an update. Said we're going down to talk to Gary on Sunday, and it's been a whirlwind since then. But I also want to emphasize. You know, there's 52 other guys that we got to worry about here. And I think that, you know, we win this thing as a team. And so I want to emphasize the fact that, yeah, sure, we do want Peyton's input. And I do, you know, understand Peyton's side of it, where he wants to do and all that. But it really is, too, also, there's 52 other guys on this roster and 10 guys on the practice squad. And now guys that we've signed as to future contracts. That, you know, those guys are really, really important too, and I think this organization's important. So my job, as I say, is sure I want to try to do everything I can to help Peyton in his decision, but it's also very important that we take care of those other guys that are under contract with us that are on this football team because they're just as important.
Hey, John, two-part question. One, how much input in personnel matters is Gary going to have come draft time, free agency, et cetera? Second part of the question, knowing what you know about him in terms of him as a coach, his offensive philosophy, are there going to be major tweaks as to how you load this team up to fit what Gary does as a coach?
Well, we're going to go through all those meetings. We're going to have all those meetings, I guarantee you. Gary and I are going to come out of a room with the right decision for the Denver Broncos. And so that's how Gary's going to have a great influence on what this team, how we shape this team. So, Gary's going to have a huge influence on that. We'll get through it. We haven't had time. It's been a whirlwind. We haven't time, but we will get into the meetings and look at things as far as what he's looking at, as far as offensive linemen, defensively, and we'll get on into all those meetings with the coaches. And so that will be coming up.
Last question, Mark. With all due respect to the other 52, pardon another Peyton question. It was a great story that was told about Gary trying to recruit you, and you made up your mind on your own. And I was interested in the Sports Illustrated quote that had you telling Peyton, have some fun with this.
Have fun with what?
You need to have more fun with this, is what I remember the quote.
You're talking about during the season?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
How much of a recruiting role do you feel like you should have with a quarterback of that stature, a player of that stature, and how much is still having fun with the game important to a quarterback or any player? In addition to,
I'm not sure those two tie, Mike. I said, you know, Mark. I mean, I think that, you know, during the season, the bottom line is it gets tough. And I think, you know, if we looked at when I talked about that quote that you saw was St. Louis, you know, and you could see that his face was, his mannerisms weren't did not look like he was enjoying himself. And I think as football, that's especially the older you get, it's very sometimes you lose consciousness as far as why you're playing the game. Because you start thinking of the end goal before you get there and you're not enjoying what you're doing. And so that's what that comment was for, was try to get him to enjoy what he was doing and try to take away from all the outside stuff, but just get back to the basics of football while you're doing that. So that's what that was. I will get into that once we start talking to Peyton, once he gets away, gets a breather, and you know, when we come back and start sitting down. Now, again, we go back to the same thing, Patrick. I mean We have these off-season rules that we have to follow, too, so we got to make sure we're clear as far as when we meet with Peyton in the off-season, what we can do there. I mean, you know, believe it or not, those are situations that we have to be aware of. But, you know, I'm going to sit down. I'm going to be a listener to Peyton, and I want to be a listener. And if he asks questions, then I'm going to answer the questions for him. And hopefully that will help him come to the decision for, you know, the best decision for him. At this point in time, yeah, once we sit down, I think, you know, the bottom line is I don't think Peyton needs to know whether we want him or not. I mean, I think Peyton has to figure out what he can do what's best for him, what's best for this team, and in the big picture of his life. I mean, it's a big step. You know, as I said, when I retired, the first 95% of decisions of whether you're going to retire or not, that's the easy part. The last 5% is the hardest step, because that's actually the step that you're finally saying, I'm not playing what I love to play anymore, and I can't do it anymore. So you can get 95% there. That 5% is, or 99, that final step, when you step across and say, I'm retiring, that is a big step.